USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats running for the White House in 2020 already spreading out across the U.S. campaigning. Yesterday, two of them were in Metro Detroit. Robert Beto O'Rourke, as well as Kirsten Gillibrand.
Happy to have seen her tonight. I didn't know a lot about her.
That's one of the folks who showed out for her rally yesterday. Another one says,
I'm also looking for someone who can connect with voters just on a really, really base level. And I'm talking about simple messaging, you know, almost mantra-like.
They spoke to NBC News. Half of Americans in a new survey say the ongoing Russia investigation is a witch hunt. This nationwide survey carried out by USA Today and Suffolk University finds 50% agree with President Trump's assessment, while 47% disagree, 3% say they're not sure. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A Washington woman who pushed her friend off a 60-foot bridge is pleading guilty to reckless endangerment. Luckily, the victim lived, but cell phone video taken last August shows the woman, who was 19 at the time, pushing her 16-year-old friend off the bridge in southwestern Washington. She suffered serious injuries, including 6 broken ribs and a punctured lung. President Trump has been called a white nationalist for not immediately coming out and condemning attacks against Muslims in New Zealand last weekend, but his Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson, who's black, says people have it all wrong.
I've had the opportunity to interact with racist people throughout my life, and he is not one. He is so easy to be around, so relaxed, and treats you with the utmost respect.
Carson was speaking last night on the Ingram angle on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Federal Reserve will be holding a two-day meeting. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with a preview now from Washington, D.C.
The Fed policymakers to meet Tuesday and Wednesday, and they'll issue a statement at the end of the meeting on Wednesday that's likely to note that while the economy is on firm footing, it does face risks from slowing growth and some trade conflict. Against that backdrop, the thinking goes it would be unwise to keep raising interest rates as the Fed did 4 times last year. Instead, the Fed is expected to keep its key short-term rate in a range of 2.25% to 2.5%, and many analysts believe the policymakers will scale back their projection of rate hikes this year from 2 to 1, or perhaps even none. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The head of Homeland Security talking about illegal aliens coming into our country. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says on Monday that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is shifting to confront emerging threats online. Nielsen also discusses a threat at our southern border.
We're seeing the spread of violent crime and drugs, the majority of which come into our country via the southern border, both at and between ports of entry. What's worse, last year we identified tens of thousands of convicted and wanted criminals attempting to cross.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.